Every Saturday morning from 11 to noon, it's Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan KFNS. Now, with more, here's David Craig.
Hey, I'd like to offer a personal note here and say thank you to everybody who offered expressions of sympathy following my brother Jim's sudden passing 2 weeks ago today in Alabama. Greatly appreciated. And that includes many Facebook friends, some of the folks here at KFNS, my clients, friends and family in St. Louis and Birmingham, and my wife's coworkers at the DePere Dierbergs. Thank you all. Your words, your thoughts, meaningful, and like I said, greatly appreciated. That's why we were not on the air last week. I was in Alabama helping take care of some family business and wasn't really sure that I'd be back in time to do the show. So thanks to the folks here at KFNS for being understanding about that. Okay, now back to food-related stuff. Couple of notes of interest. There's a new social channel that just debuted. I guess it came online a week ago yesterday. It's called Vine, V-I-N-E. It's currently available as an iPhone and an iPad app, and it lets you post a six-second video. That's right, 6 seconds with audio, and the video loops over and over again until you move on to the next one. I like it, but it's not as functional as it should be. Fixes will occur, I'm sure. And I'm on there. I have a Vine account, David Craig, STL, and I posted some videos, but like I said, they're quick, from the kitchen at The Crossing, the kitchen at Achero, the DePere Schnucks, where I was doing some work yesterday up on their mezzanine, and the Grand Petit Market down by PW Pizza. Anyway, they're crude, they're quick, and I think people in the food biz... I'm not really sure that people actually know all the ways to use them. A lot of people are doing stop motion kind of things. I wanted to go back and watch the Peter Gabriel sledgehammer video after seeing some of the great stop motion. And that's Vine. And I guess you can find it on your regular internet browser, Vine, V-I-N-E.com. It's owned by the Twitter people. So that's something to check out. I think at this point an amusement, but at some point it may be useful for folks in the food biz. I checked out a couple of places this week. I went to Vernon's Barbecue in U City. Good pulled pork sandwich. I enjoyed their lime tequila green beans, peach-flavored sauce. But I thought the most interesting thing was that they had smoked tofu. And I looked and I did a double take. And I chuckled and I asked the guy behind the counter. And he said, no, actually, it's pretty good. And people like it. And they have vegetarian sauces. So there you go. If you're going out with friends for a barbecue and you can go try the smoked tofu. I didn't try it. I'm not a big tofu fan generally, but, you know, there it is. Robust Wine Bar downtown. Went to an event there on Thursday night. It's a beautiful room. Excellent food and drink. The service was exceptional. I didn't drink wine. I drank actually a local craft beer on tap. Civil Life Scottish Ale. It was good. And Stanley and Arlene, always great hosts, and good to see them. And I stopped in for a second. It was a cold, windy, blustery night Thursday night. And I stopped in actually just to warm up for a second at the Takaya New Asian right across Washington from Robust. That's Eric Heckman's place downtown. He's got Tani Sushi in Clayton and was a guest on our show back, oh gosh, April, I think. Gorgeous decor at his new place downtown in wish him well and all the other folks down there. It's kind of interesting. You know, it was a brutally cold night, and there weren't a lot of folks there at the MX, I guess it's called the Mercantile Exchange. So there wasn't a lot going on, but, you know, they're there, and they're downtown, and there's, in addition to Robust, over on the north side of Washington, on the south side, you've got the sushi place, you've got Snarf sandwiches, pie pizza, and I guess more to come. Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS. I'm David Craig. Thank you for listening. National attention for St. Louis food and drink places this week in national media. The New York Post and the Fodor's blog. That's F-O-D-O-R. The people have the travel guides. And, you know, it's just kind of nice to see St. Louis places get mentioned. And as I was telling somebody the other night, one of the tenets of PR and media relations in my book is media coverage begets media coverage. And if a restaurant, you know, gets coverage in Sauce, well, maybe the people at the paper are going to say, oh, yeah, let's go do something. Or if it, you know, the Post-Dispatch covers it, somebody with a radio show or a TV segment is, because media people are some of the, we are some of the biggest consumers of other media. And you see something online and you say, hey, maybe that would be something for our show. And, you know, certainly we find out about guests and ideas and concepts from going on there. And there was some national attention regarding another local restaurant. This was, I guess, initially posted on Reddit.com regarding the now viral Applebee's credit card receipt. And in case you didn't hear, and I don't know how you may have missed it, but a pastor at a restaurant was at the Applebee's on South Kings Highway. And they, like many restaurants, have this deal where if you know, if there's a certain number in your party, they put on there a mandatory tip. And so they did. And the woman, the pastor, wrote something about, well, I give God 10%. Why should I give you 18%? And one of the other servers posted it on the internet and it went viral. And maybe the most interesting thing to come out of the story, Paul Shankman over at Fox 2 did the story, and he referred to what the pastor wrote on there as a Jeremiah'd, which is a word I had to go look up. It was a word I had never heard of. So thank you, Paul, for increasing my vocabulary during this past week. It is Super Bowl weekend, one of the great American holidays. There'll be lots of guacamole at my house tomorrow. I did tweet via the Food Talk STL Twitter account a link to a 50 layer dip for your party. The Food Network posted that, and the video, you know, they said get a big flour tortilla and bake it, and it kind of messes up the whole thing one time through, but it looks good initially. I also retweeted Ian Frobe's Velveeta and Rotel tomatoes dip recipe, which he mentioned when he was on the show here a couple of weeks ago. Also, we tweeted at Food Talk STL on our Twitter account an item. We retweeted an item claiming that Kate Moss is a hummus addict, the 14 most expensive tasting menus in America, and Founders Brewing's Pinterest page with a lot of beautiful food items made with beer. Okay, there are some new movies if you like to go to movies when you go out to dine. The extended reviews are at DavidCraigMovies.com. I'll mention Warm Bodies. It's a zombie romantic comedy. It's a light comedy. You won't be rolling with laughter, but it's funny. The young man who plays a zombie named R is great. His name is Nicholas Holt. It's PG-13, so if your kids, even your preteens, want to go see it, yeah, they can see it and enjoy it. It's not a gross-out film and, you know, no sex, nudity. I don't even think there was even, there might have been a little bad language. Also, a movie called Stand Up Guys, rated R. It's Al Pacino, Christopher Walken, and Alan Arkin as aging former crooks. I thought Walken and Arkin were good. Pacino, not so hot. Movie starts slowly, but it does pick up a little steam. If you like those actors, you might like the movie, but the best movies in theaters right now still Argo, Silver Linings Playbook, Django, and maybe Zero Dark 30, if that's one you like. I ask you to please spread word about our show to your friends and family. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we started on Super Bowl weekend last year, so now we're into our second year. And our on-air promos and social media efforts have brought many new listeners to the show, and we'll continue that. But, you know, word of mouth is really the best way to share our story. So, you know, if you see a foodie or somebody who really enjoys learning about restaurants and beer and wine and cocktails at maybe the Super Bowl party you're attending tomorrow, just say, hey, have you heard this show on Saturdays at 11 with David Craig, Food Talk STL on 590? Website for our show is foodtalkstl.com. As I mentioned, we're on Twitter at Food Talk STL. Also on Facebook. And you can email us if you have a comment, a guest suggestion, a complaint. I hope not. But, hey, you know, you need to get those things off your chest. An advertising inquiry, all that. Our email address is foodtalk@yahoo.com. And as I mentioned, I'm on Vine, the new social media channel, at David Craig STL. We're broadcasting from the Bomarito Automotive Group studios at KFNS. Our producer is Matt Grover. Thank you, Matt. I can barely see you in there under the low lighting in the control room. Is that mood lighting? You got some wine in there? You could light a candle or something, you know. All right, that's it. We'll be back next Saturday, 11 o'clock. Have a great week, and I think I'm rooting for the Ravens. That's it. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.